You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. It's got lawmakers thinking about how to keep themselves and their staff in the Capitol safe. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
The Assembly has already started its session after a summer vacation. The Senate won't begin again until October. Bree Stevens Field is likely getting new turf to the tune of $850,000, and the city would foot the bill. The turf at Breeze was installed more than a decade ago, and the Parks Department says it's time to replace it. According to the Cap Times, Big Top Events, which manages the stadium, is responsible for maintenance, but the city is on the hook for major repairs. The money would come from the capital budget, and the project is expected to be done early next year. And a new park is now open, and it finally has a name. The park behind the Madison Senior Center in the Mifflin neighborhood has actually been there for over a year, but it took a while to decide on a name. The State Journal reports people have wanted a park there since 1995. It's one of the few spots in Madison where residents didn't have a park within walking distance. The paper says the Parks Department wanted to name it Mifflin Park, but because it's small, neighbors wanted to save that name, hoping to someday use it for something bigger. The compromise is Capital Center Park. Today is its first full day open after a ribbon cutting yesterday. And it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices took a slight dip in Wisconsin, dropping 2.2 cents over the last week. The average on Monday is $2.95. This is 7.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago, but over 10 cents lower than this time last year. Prices have been volatile in the Midwest in recent weeks. A refinery in Indiana experienced a temporary outage because of severe weather. With the restart of BP's Whiting Refinery, Great Lakes states saw significant relief. The transition to winter gasoline is just a week away for most areas, and OPEC Plus announced an increase in oil production starting in October. This could help keep oil prices lower for longer.
That's Melissa Kay. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a three-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning two games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0 against two really good teams. you know, big playoff teams last year. It feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on. But it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As I mentioned yesterday, Downton Abbey, the grand finale, opens this weekend and is getting good reviews. And Stephen King's first novel, The Long Walk, has been turned into a film that opens this weekend as well and is pulling a ridiculously high 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not too shabby for a horror film. Another big film opening in wide release is Demon Slayer Infinity Castle, an action fantasy anime film about a boy who joins an organization to track down demons who avenge his sister's transformation into a demon. The film is the final of a trilogy and reviewing incredibly well. If none of these flicks tickles your fancy, check out a couple of cool re-releases. The original Toy Story is back for a theatrical run in semi-wide release and is considered close to a perfect movie. The much older The Sound of Music returns for a limited re-release as well. So many great films, so little time, so let's go to the movies. Daniel Day-Lewis says he would have kept his mouth shut instead of announcing in 2017 that he was retiring from the movie business. During an interview with Rolling Stone, Day-Lewis dismissed his 2017 announcement. The three-time Oscar winner said about his retirement that it just seems like such grandiose gibberish. Day-Lewis added that he never intended to hang it up for good and says he just wanted to focus on other work at the time. His three Best Actor awards for the films There Will Be Blood, My Left Foot, and Lincoln are a record for a male actor. The 68-year-old Lewis said he never stopped loving the actual work, just guessing that The Irishman would be a real challenge to direct, even if you're his son Ronan, who is responsible for convincing dear old dad out of retirement so he could appear in his film Anemone, a story that explores the complexity of relationships between fathers and sons. Daniel also wrote the script with Ronan. You can check out the work of this father-son duo very soon. Anemone will be released October 10th. Flo's grits are no longer kissable. Holly Holiday, who played waitress Flo on the 1970s hit show Alice, has passed away. Flo telling a diner customer to kiss my grits was commonplace on the CBS sitcom that ran from 1976 to 1985 and made her iconic. Holiday was the last surviving member of the cast, which included Linda Lavin, who was Alice, Beth Howland, who played Vera, and Vic Tayback, who played Mel and was, well, awesome. Polly Holiday died from complications from pneumonia. She was 88 years old. If you're hoping to see Bad Bunny in concert in America, you might be out of luck. The Puerto Rican rapper says he did not include tour dates for the USA for fear of ICE raids. The 31-year-old artist, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, says he loves America and performing here, but is concerned that those who attend his show would be at risk if ICE showed up outside the venue. Bad Bunny sounds like a good dude. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies, feeling like summer with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny and even warmer with a high of 85. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.